Hi, it's Nicola Humbert here, and welcome to this interview with one of my very favourite authors. Well, actually, she's one of my very favourite women in general, really, Lisa Lister. She's been crowned the Defender of Female Awesomeness by Cooler Magazine. Lisa is a writer, a menstrual maven, a plus-size yoga teacher, and creatrix of the She Flow Protocol Yoga, sacred movement and ancient menstrual health practices dedicated to helping women crack their lady code and love their lady parts. Lisa's latest book, Code Red, has just been released, and I am super lucky to have been able to read an advanced copy. And I've got to say, it really is a must read for all women in business who've been struggling with that more masculine kind of push approach, which can leave us feeling overwhelmed and burned out. So I think, you know, if that's happening for you at the moment, you are going to love Lisa's book. So Lisa, it is such a pleasure to talk with you today.
Oh, thanks for having me, lovely one. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. So can you tell us a bit more about Code Red and specifically what inspired you to write this particular book?
Okay, so Code Red is like the fundamental basis of all the work that I do with women. You know, I was doing a lot of work with self-esteem and feeling good about yourself. You know, I work with the Dove Self-Esteem Project too. But what I was finding is that actually there needed to be, it was great to kind of share practices and ways to fall in love with yourself. But what I then realized through my own journey, which has taken me, like my own menstrual journey, which has taken me on a very wild path in the last 10 years. You know, I was misdiagnosed for a lot of years, and I've discovered I had endometriosis. And through the endometriosis, I was, when I went to a doctor's appointment, they told me that I'd have to have my, they were very white coat about it, I guess, very white coat and sciencey about it, and kind of were like, well, you know, you're not going to be able to have children, so we should just, the ideal situation would be to just whip them out. And I was like, whip what out? Well, your whole womb and your, if we whip it all out, then you won't suffer, you won't have any more pain. And I was just like, And so walking out of there, I kind of got this real fire in my belly. And it wasn't the pain, it wasn't anything that I'd felt previously, but there was this real fire, and it became like an anger in me. And now I know that fire to be a reaction from She, which is like the energy that I work with, so the kind of feminine energy which resides in our womb space. And so the idea that I was going to have my womb whipped out did not sit too well with her and me, you know. And so that was the first, I guess, my first reaction to the idea of that. I mean, don't get me wrong, there was a moment where I was like, oh, this could be quite tempting, actually. And anyone that knows any kind of lady part dis-ease in their body will know that the idea of that is very, very tempting. But the actuality of it was like, no, this is not cool, actually. If this is the only option we're giving women, if they're suffering this kind of pain, then there has to be other ways. So what happened was that I discovered that there, and this was over, you know, I discovered lots of practices, lots of ways of working with my menstrual cycle. Some very sciencey, some super, super hippie and spiritual, both of which I love deeply. And so Code Red actually is the culmination of all of those practices made as accessible as possible for women, you know, like me and you who are business women, and, you know, for like the women that are listening, you know, for women who are business women who have kids, who have families, who want to have great sex. You know, I wasn't able to have great sex because I was in pain. That is not cool. So, yeah. You know, we need to have some kind of acknowledgement of our lady parts, you know, because we were, well, you know, so many of us kind of cut ourselves off from the chest down, you know. That's like, unless it is about sex, then we don't pay attention to her. So I want to make that as accessible, like this. So Code Red is trying to make what I've learned in the last 10 years about periods, about menstruation, about lady parts in general, as accessible and as fun as possible as well. You know, this doesn't have to be about, oh goodness, it's, you know, doom and gloom of period pain and everything like this. This is about finding your superpowers in your menstrual cycle, of which we have loads, and it's so exciting because when we know it, there's this big massive map that goes on in our bodies every month, that if we tap into it, we can create better, we can have better sex, we can have an amazing business, we can make more money, we can literally, if we understand our cycle, we understand ourselves, and that for me is like way more information than any kind of self-care practice I've ever experienced before could give me. So yes, Code Red. that's it in a nutshell. I might need to kind of get that down short at some point. I don't know if I could, even if I tried.
But you know, in the book you do make it really simple, and it is really uplifting and really empowering, actually reading the book, and about the different kind of aspects of the cycle as well, and how to work with them. You know, to work to your best, really, and to get the best kind of out of your life and your business. Yeah. And for me personally, you know, for the longest time, I never even considered how my menstrual cycle could impact on my life and my business. You know, I think I shared with you over email that I was on the contraceptive injection for like about four years or so. I had no cycle at all. And initially I was like, well, that's great. It's fantastic not to have a cycle. You know, I can just bring it on and do whatever, and I don't even have to think about it. And then, you know, I started reading more of your work and some other people in this area, and that's what inspired me to kind of stop having the injection, which was about a year ago. And you know, I don't think it's any coincidence that over the past year I've had the best year ever in my business. You know, I've kind of moved in a different direction, I've just felt so inspired. You know, it's had such a huge impact on me. And I just wonder how kind of this knowledge and this wisdom that you've kind of acquired and started to tap into has specifically helped you, well, in your life and your business as well.
God, it's changed so massively. I think hearing what you said, exactly that, really, like, because any kind of like hormonal induced, like synthetic hormonal induced setup in your body is going to be numbing our menstrual, you know, our menstrual cycle, our cyclic nature, as women, and we are cyclic, you know, and that's we're trying to function in this masculine construct, which is, you know, no bad thing at all. But if we know that, we can manage it better, and I think that's for me was like a really big switch. Really, it was like, oh, okay, so the world is very linear. And the fact that every month I'm experiencing like this, come my premenstrual and my menstruation time, I'm experiencing like crazy mood swings, all of the stereotypical stuff that comes with that time that we're told to put up with, that we're told is just like part of being a woman, is not actually, you know, because what it is us going against our actual, you know, our cyclic nature, our true essence of being a woman. And so when I realized that, you know, you can then start utilizing, you know, the time a little bit more effectively. You can start seeing that actually that those first two sections of our cycle, the pre-ovulation and the ovulation, they're times when we can be linear, because that energy in our body is masculine. You know, we can get stuff done. We can get a whole ton of stuff done, actually. And we can manifest. We can bring things into fruition really easily, actually, when we realize that it's a superpower. So that then when we kind of tip past that ovulation phase and we go into premenstruation and menstruation, this is our feminine area, and this is where the feminine energy comes into our own. And if we don't know how to use it, which so very few of us have been taught or trained or has been shared with us, because, you know, nobody knew any better, because we have been functioning in this masculine society, then of course we're going to come up against, you know, we're going to come up against friction, and we're going to feel rage because we don't understand what's going on for us. Then we take that out on the people in our families, and we expect them to understand, especially if you live with dudes of any kind, you know, then we expect them to understand. And how can we expect them to understand what's going on if we don't understand ourselves? So I think my own personal learning has been actually to knowing myself through my menstrual cycle, and knowing what I'm able to create, when I'm able to create, and then when I need to come inwards and not be so social, not be so out there in the world. I've actually now been able to create a really freaking amazing life. And like what you said, you know, it's no coincidence. It really isn't, because you realize that you're not consistent. And guess what? That's okay. You're able to access she powers in each of the phases. And there are powers in all of them, you know, even the premenstrual and menstruation. And for me, they've become way more powerful than the previous two, actually, now. But that's taken a little bit of work, so I'm not asking everyone to fall in love with PMS. but seeing PMS as an indicator that something is wrong, seeing PMS as an indicator that that you're not getting what you need in life, that's where PMS is really good, actually. My life was, you know, it really was... 10 years ago, as I kind of discovered this work through having endometriosis, which, you know, they say your wound is where the light comes in. It definitely was for me. Has now meant that I'm able to live a life that's totally in sync with me, and I'm not trying to be in sync with the world. So I'm not going against my own cyclic nature anymore. And when I don't do that, it's so much easier and to kind of create. Books, you know, my whole book was done in sync with my cycle. I know my work is about this, so I'm very blessed in that response, in that respect. But you know, I won't take clients when I'm bleeding, and because that's my time. Actually, that's my time to really connect with myself and download what needs to be downloaded, and to fill up my well, so that I'm ready then to work for the next cycle, to create and to be and to do what needs to happen in that. Cycle. So yeah, I guess I work much more cyclically. My abundance levels are high. And I have an amazing relationship with my husband, because I know me. I'm able to share with him. You know, he's written a section in the book so that, like, you know, women can leave it open for any boy kind that's in their life to start, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be husbands, it can be anybody that any kind of dudes in your life, to understand what is going on for women each month, because he said it's a revelation for him, you know, knowing that this is happening in a woman's life every month means that he's then able to, like, he knows now that there are going to be days when he just needs to chuck chocolate at me from a distance, you know, and it's not his fault. And that's okay. And so, and it's just like, you know, so very few arguments now because of that. And yeah, it feels good. It feels juicy to live this way.
Absolutely. I'm really interested in what you said there about the idea that, we kind of have this idea that we should be consistent, and we should consistently be able to, you know, be taking action and be out there. And if we're not doing that, then there's the idea there's something wrong with us. And I know I've certainly done that in the past. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, I felt I was doing fine, and I felt, you know, like I was really on it. And then all of a sudden I'm not feeling like that. And it's like, oh, you know, something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
And to kind of use PMS as a sign, like you say, that actually you're not getting what you need, you're not kind of doing what you need to do. Yeah, absolutely. That is really empowering, isn't it?
Well, and also because that time, our premenstrual time, is a time when we can really feel that not good enough voice come up really loud in us as well. And that's because we're trying to exist in a linear kind of construct, you know, in this linear world of like goal orientation, like what you said, you know, and for dudes that's great, that's how they get stuff done. And for lots of women, you're able to do it to a certain extent, but you will burn out if you do, because you're not getting what you need in that. And so it's all very good, you know, to do that. And you know, I know it'd be very controversial to women that are very goal-orientated, that can get shit done, that can make it happen. But they will suffer for that. And, you know, that's not me being like a bringer of doom. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that will be now. It could be when you reach menopause, because you've completely avoided the subject of being a woman, because you've been working in a very masculine way. You know, women that are successful in business and doing it in a very masculine way are not honoring themselves in that process too. You know, what's exciting now is that I can see women taking on this feminine model and realizing that there has to be the balance, you know, that we can use the masculine energy in the first part of our cycle, but we have to acknowledge and then use the feminine energy in the second half of the cycle, so that we understand that we are good enough. You know, when we kind of get to that point where we're, you know, in ovulation, you'll find that you can be, like, you feel like you're superwoman, you know, you feel like you can do anything, be anyone, I can get goals done. And then what happens is we slide into premenstruation. And then that's not the case anymore, because actually you're being called into yourself. You're being called home. But we don't know. But if you don't know that, that feels like, you know, that kind of energy dip, which, you know, is hormonal and is happening because you need to slow down in order to fill up. But if you don't know that's what's happening, it becomes another really freaking big stick to beat yourself up with for not being good enough, for not being able to deliver on time. You know, like today, I'm day 23 in my cycle, so I'm in premenstruation time now. And I'm not as articulate as I need to be doing a phone call with you right now, you know, so I know that about myself. But I'm like, you know what, show up anyway. And that's all you can do is show up as you are, and do what needs to be done in a way that feels good. You know, I know that I can talk to you, that's all good, but I know that if we had spoken 2 weeks ago, you'd have got a way more snappy, articulate version of me. But today, you're getting this version of me, which is a truthful one, which is a chatty one, but not necessarily articulate one.
You sound pretty articulate to me. And actually, it's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, we'd planned to do this interview last week at a different point in your cycle, so I think it's really interesting that actually we were able to do it then and it's ended up being now.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, like, that we can't beat ourselves up about any of this stuff, even as women we do, you know. It's like, and I don't want women to read the book and go, oh no, I can only do phone interviews in the first half of my cycle. And it's like, you know what, that's a superpower you can use. And that's all I'm sharing, is that there's a superpower in that, you know, in the first part of your cycle, which means that you really can, you know, your hormone levels mean that you can speak way more articulately, be way more to the point. But actually, in this half of the cycle, you'll speak a deeper truth, you know, so there's more chance that I might be a little bit more woo-woo than maybe I would have been in that part of the cycle. So, you know what, if you did an interview with me every week for the next 4 weeks, you'd get a different version of this interview. And I think that's the authenticness that women need to be bringing to their business, you know, in how we work, is that. Because, like, we show up differently each week. We're a different woman each week. You know, when people accuse womankind of, like, I don't know which one you are, it's like, yeah, that's pretty much the case. And we need to learn to embrace that and realize that we view the world through different eyes each phase of our cycle, and that's totally okay. And that's what we've got to get good with.
And actually, just knowing that, you know, it enables me just to breathe a huge sigh of relief. But, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it all makes sense now. But you mentioned that, you know, obviously the first half of the cycle is more more masculine energy. The second half of the cycle, how would you, you know, are there any specific ways that you could give us to use that more feminine energy? Because it's not something that we're really kind of encouraged to do generally or told about. So are there any specific things that we can do in that second part of the cycle to help us?
So what will happen? What will happen hormonally is that everything starts to dip. So your energy levels get lower, and that's why we suffer. From the pain that we do generally is because we're still trying to truck on through and really kind of still create the same levels that we were during the last 2 weeks, and that's just not physically possible, and that's when the pain occurs. So it is a case of slowing down. So, like, for example, today, I can't, I run a business, you run a business, so I can't say to you, no, I only do phone calls in the first part of the cycle. I only do, I only speak, I only speak in the first part of the cycle. But what you can do is start to minimalize your workload. So I make sure, like, all my calls and are booked in for those first 2 weeks. If it doesn't happen, that's totally okay, but it just means that, as I'm slowing down, I've got less to do. And I know people there'll be some resistance to the idea at first, but I promise if you work with the phases of your cycle, you realize you get more done when you're doing less. I find now that, I've got a book coming out next week, so I've chosen to launch a book. the book is launching during a time when I will be bleeding. So that's not ideal, but that's just how it's happened. It was meant to be out. It was meant to be out previously, and it hasn't. All of these things, you have to trust there's a reason for it. So you then have to find support mechanisms for it. So for me, I'm like, right, okay, I need to be slowing down. So I just need to take each thing slower. And if you're used to going fast, the idea of slowing down is hard. And this phase especially will bring out all of the critic in you, like, who do you think you are? You can't take time out. You've got too much to do. You've got this, you've got that. And slow down. Slow down, do yoga, take deep breaths. And I don't care if it all sounds cliche. It's cliche. Cliche's a cliche for a reason. This is the time in your cycle that you're being asked to listen to your inner wisdom. This is when our intuition is at our strongest, if we allow ourselves to listen in. If we allow ourselves to be still long enough to hear what's being said. And I think that's a big thing for women, is that we should be, and should's probably not the right word actually, but we should all be doing business from a place of intuition, because we are wise and we are wild as well, and this is a time where the untamedness of us, our truth, can really come through if we allow it to. And so it is a case of allowing, and we all need a permission slip, and Code Red is the permission slip to actually be living that life in that way. But you really have to trust, you have to trust that this isn't some other kind of self-help concept. This is happening in your body right now. If you're in your bleeding years, this is happening in your body right now. If you're not in your bleeding years and you've either had like a premature menopause, or a natural menopause, then you will see that also through the seasons of the moon. You'll be able to explore that through the cycle of the moon, which is also roughly 28 to 29 days. So it's possible for us all to follow that, and you can see that as the moon wanes, which is the same period as our premenstrual and our menstrual phase in our bodies. Like that, we are being called to slow down because there is a lot, in the olden days, like really olden days, like this was a time that was revered in women. This was a really powerful time because men would come to worship these women because they knew that these women were smart. Like, give me the answers to this. They were oracles. Your womb is your oracle. Like, if you let it become that, it can be. It can give you the answers that you need. And it's just slowing down, quieting down as well, especially if you're in a quite high-powered, stressy job, to give yourself just even 10 minutes, a day, just to, as you're going into that, in that kind of premenstrual phase. And like I say, you can't change it over, I don't want people to change it overnight, but I'd love people just to experience in that phase of the cycle what slowing down for 10 minutes and just become like bringing your awareness to that area, to your womb, to your ovaries, maybe just placing your hand on that space and really just feeling into what that means, what that area is trying to tell you. But even just putting your hand on, you know, your belly actually is like, what? For some women, you know, I've worked with, they're finding that even a difficulty because we don't bring our attention to that space. So just bringing our attention to that space, slowing down and getting quiet, that would be my advice.
Absolutely. And as you're speaking about that, I was just kind of remembering when as I was reading Code Red, kind of one of the big kind of light bulb moments for me was the idea that actually when I'm in the first half of my cycle and that kind of more masculine energy, just noticing that I find it hard to kind of slow down and tune into my intuition. It can be like another kind of pressure that we put on ourselves, that I've got to have my meditation practice and I've got to sit. And actually, it can be really hard to do that in the first half of the cycle. And I'd never thought about it like that before. You know, I'd always thought, oh, well, you know, I'm rubbish at meditation because I felt I was getting into my practice. And then, you know, I just can't sit still. I can't tune in. So it's okay to, you know, in the first half, you know, the first couple of weeks of the cycle to just kind of, you know, be really in the kind of action and doing.
Yeah.
And the second half is more about kind of being and tuning in.
Absolutely. And I mean, in the book, and you're right, like in the book, I kind of outlined that in each phase, like different things that you can do to connect, because your energy levels will be so different in each phase. So, you know, so many people beat themselves up when they start a running regime, for example, like, you know, just like, yeah, I love to run. And one week you are going to love to run, you know, especially if that's what gets your juices going. But especially, and if you've started to do that practice in your pre-ovulation phase, oh, for 2 weeks, you are going to be the running queen. But come like that third week when we come into that premenstrual phase, and then and then running doesn't seem at all appealing, that's when, as women, we beat ourselves up and go, oh, well, I don't want to run anymore. Clearly, I'm a rubbish. Clearly, I'm a failure. I can't do this. And it's not that at all. It's actually just that your energy levels are calling for you to do something else, are asking for your body. You know, and if we were to listen to what our body wanted, it will tell us. You know, mine knows that it loves to go to the gym in the first week or two of my cycle. And then in the second week or two, that's all home practice. You know, I kind of do yoga and do lots of sacred movement and dance and just things that are nourishing for me, because we need a lot of nourishment in that second half of the cycle. And as women, we are rubbish at nourishing ourselves. Which is why the second half of the cycle is so interesting to me, because we can really work the first half as women. Like, we got it, because that's what we're doing in the world out there all the time. But the second half is new territory to us, and we're struggling in that phase, when actually we should be using it to thrive, because it is our place of intuition. It is our place of knowledge and power, if we let it be.
Fantastic. Kind of, how has your business evolved since you've been doing this work and really kind of working in alignment with your cycle?
I thought it would be I thought it would be hard, because obviously it's a very niche subject. People do not like you talking about blood and guts, really, which is kind of what I talk about. You know, I talk a lot about blood, I talk a lot about bellies, and intuition and all of those things, and which for me are the blood and guts of being a woman, and yet that's not socially acceptable yet. It's still very much a taboo to talk about our period, public even. You know, it's still a whispered thing, like, oh, and we've got a very mixed up, crazy language for periods, let alone like our lady bits. Yeah, creating to then like make this my business was like, oh, okay. But it has to be, because actually when I've put it into practice first. You know, I run a very she-led business, which is, you know, a very feminine-led business. And when I say that, I don't mean like it's all about the feminine. It's just that in your cycle, you're able to see, experience and feel the balance. And what it feels like to be truly in balance with the masculine and the feminine. But for me, that I'm she-led because I'm listening, because I'm intuitively working with what is going on in my body. And so that's how I run my business now. You know, I run, and so I was worried that I wouldn't attract the right clients. And when actually you know, when I became the teacher I needed to be, I was listening to a podcast by someone the other day, actually, and they mentioned this, like, where you know, when you, it's usually the other way around, when, you know, when you're ready, the teacher will appear. But actually, it feels like I've become the teacher, and the clients have appeared, because it's like, this is necessary. This is actually a really powerful way for us as women to create business. You know, I've doubled my income by working this way, which, you know, is important and isn't important in equal measures. Like, it's nice to have good money, and it's nice to be paid to do something I love and that I'm passionate about, and also proof that it's necessary, because I was told, like, you're not going to make, this is not going to be, like, I can't believe you're choosing this as a business. You know, I was a writing coach, and, you know, I still am. But now I use the cyclic nature of us as women to help women find a way to write, because, you know, I've written my last book in this cyclic energy, and it's like, oh my goodness, why wasn't I told this when I started writing books? And so now, actually, everything I do is in tune with the cycles, and everything I share is cyclic too. And so, yeah, it's become amazing. I mean, I've got no other words for it, really. Just as I said previously, like, everything is—it's almost like a life upgrade by understanding myself better. That's what I feel like I've been gifted through having endometriosis, which is ridiculous, you know, like. The pain and comfort that came with that has led me to now have a completely upgraded life, thanks to my womb.
I love that as well, a life upgrade. And, you know, just imagine what would have happened if you'd gone along with what the, you know, the doctors had said to you and just, you know, had it all whipped out. You know, how your life would have been different. It just doesn't work out, does it?
No, and just to know, like, to trust, having trusted myself in that moment, you know, I was 27, I guess. I think, yeah, it's about 27. I don't know. Actually, I don't want to be aging myself unnecessarily. I don't know. I was in my 20s anyway. I can't remember, but I was in my 20s, and to realise that. That was a moment that I did trust my intuition, and that was like to say, absolutely not, that is not what's happening, I'm going to find another way. And so I found that other way, and that other way has led me to this, and now I'm able to share that with women, depending on which day in my cycle as to how articulately I share that, which is why I've written a book, because, you know, I can write words, that I know. I think it's, yeah, incredibly powerful to listen to our voices, our inner voices, and our wisdom that we have in abundance. So if we just allow it to come through.
Absolutely. Lisa, I could literally talk to you all day.
Bless your heart. Probably not today, though. Jeez Louise.
But just for women who are listening to this, and maybe with women who haven't even thought about kind of this before, and haven't kind of thought about their cycles and how it has an impact on their life in general. Mm. How can they kind of get started with this work? Obviously, they can get hold of their copy of Code Red. We'll put the link to be able to buy that kind of below this recording. But how can they kind of connect with you further? What's the best way to do that?
Oh, so I have a website, which is thesassyshe.com. And I run programs, workshops, and online programs too, for those of you that aren't able to get to in-person stuff. But even if you just buy the book has a downloadable cycle repair kit that comes free with the book. And all I want for women is for them to know their flow, because if we know what our menstrual cycle is doing, you know, if you don't start that in that point, we can't do the rest of the work. Like, so you just need to know your flow, and if it's really irregular or any of that stuff, you're then able to kind of start pinpointing some of the areas that are, you know, where you can sort of say, oh, do you know what? I'm not good on that day. Oh, this day I'm like flying. I've got so much done. So I mean, that's all I ask of women, really. I mean, I'd love for you to work with me. But ideally, I would just want you to know your flow, because if you know how your menstrual cycle works, then and how you can then work with it to create a really amazing life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. Oh, sorry, did you mean like in terms of connecting with me? Did I just go off on one?
So no, you didn't.
Yeah, website, Instagram, Facebook, they're where I hang out. I like Instagram a lot, so come and see me there. That's my favourite.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Lisa. It's just such a joy to speak with you, and this work is just fascinating. And like I said, it's created such an impact in my life and my business, and that's why I really wanted to speak to you. So I'm delighted to be able to. Thank you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you for having me. You're a superstar.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. Bye.
Bye.